Good evening, this is the Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, July 26, 2017. I am Richie Farrell. Here are your headlines. Electoral Commission member tells authorities fix Dominica's electoral laws before the next election is held. WestJet has announced a new non-stop weekly service between Calgary and Belize effective November 3rd, 2017. And U.S. President Donald Trump says transgender people cannot serve in any capacity in the military. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica Limited. More details coming up.
Stove broke down? At Courts, we've got one for you. Or how about a bigger TV to binge watch your favorite show? Family game night is more fun with one of the sets we've got. Or take your home fitness to the next level and find the perfect mattress to help you rest better. At Courts, we've got it all. Courts, bringing value home.
In news this evening, just as Dominica says goodbye to one tropical wave, another westward moving tropical wave located in the central tropical Atlantic is expected to approach the area by tomorrow, Thursday. According to a recent meteorological report, lingering moisture and instability associated with the passage of a tropical wave will continue to produce cloudiness and a few scattered showers across parts of the island chain during the next 12 hours. Moderate seas are expected during the next 24 hours, with waves peaking near 5 feet. Many have debated the export earnings achieved in the tenure of the Dominica Freedom Party government as compared to that of the Dominica Labour Party administration. Supporters of the DFP, however, claim that the Freedom Party was able to attract far more export earnings for Dominica than the Labour Party administration. Leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Michael Astefany, is one of those persons who insists that the DLP government does not know how to properly utilize the resources of Dominica to build the economy.
During the period of the Freedom Party, agriculture grew by 10% per year on average. In this government, we can say agriculture declined by more than 10% per annum, with less and less exports. You know, every year, there's a total decrease. And when we were exporting, for instance, bananas, $10 million a month on average, and plantains, approximately $1 million a month. They boast the one brag about $300,000 for 3 months period last year. So you see, they have no idea of what Dominica was doing and what it's capable of doing. And it speaks volumes of the type of administration, the level of administration, and their ability to manage the economy.
Former DAAS President Dr. Clayton Shillingford says Dominica's society is worse off now compared to the country's development under previous administrations. Dr. Shillingford says because of the government's refusal to collaborate properly with the opposition parties here, the country is not developing at the rate it should.
In the forward march of any nation, you have to take a measure at different points, not only to figure out where you came from and how you arrived at the present time, but the backward analysis gives you a roadmap for the future. And I don't think, coming from, to some extent, outside of the country and seeing how things are working for our nation, I am not convinced that we are better off economically and socially and even spiritually than we were in previous period. One of the areas which I have looked at very, very carefully and have even tried to provide some assistance is the area of my expertise, which is agriculture. Mm-hmm. And I have seen a decline in agriculture over the past few years. That particular decline and the slide downwards has been so precipitous that I don't quite know how we are going to turn the tables around. And it seems to me that in all of these matters, just as in sport, you need to have a collaborative effort. You have to bring the team together. You cannot leave members of the team off, because if you leave members of the team off, you're practically guaranteeing that you're going to lose the game.
In more news, a member of the Dominica Electoral Commission, Wayne James, is calling on the authorities to support the ideal of properly and appropriately reforming Dominica's electoral laws before the next general elections are held here in Dominica. James says he will never get tired of reiterating that call and will continue to motivate Dominica's leaders to do what is right regarding Dominica's electoral laws.
Because, and I will repeat, and I don't think I'm going to be tired in repeating this, I have said at the Electoral Commission, and I'm saying it publicly, that once we do what the Constitution requires us to do as the members of the Electoral Commission, and our consciences are cleared because we have put the necessary machinery in place to ensure that the next general elections in Dominica is free and fair, I will be the first person to call at the end of that election and congratulate whichever government it is.
Nayami Gabriel is the recipient of the Rotary Club of Portsmouth's first annual scholarship covering tuition, uniforms, textbooks, and school supplies for the upcoming school year. On Monday, the Rotary Club of Portsmouth held a brief presentation ceremony to honor Gabriel, a fourth form student of the Dominica SDA Secondary School. Making the presentation held at Champs Hotel and Restaurant was the club president Ezra Fabian. The US $1,000 scholarship is the gift of the Rotary Club of Portsmouth and the Rotary E-Club of Southeastern USA and Caribbean. The theme of Rotary International for the year 2017-2018 is Making a Difference, but the Caribbean District refined that to Making a Difference in Education so that it is fully in line with Rotary goals. In more news, WestJet has announced new non-stop weekly service between Calgary and Belize effective November 3, 2017. The service is part of the airline's seasonal schedule for the winter of 2017-2018, which includes more flights from Calgary. WestJet will increase service from Calgary by 52 weekly flights this winter, said WestJet Vice President Network Planning Alliances and Corporate Developer Brian Zenotens. As the carrier with more flights from Calgary International Airport than any other, we have designed our Calgary flight schedules to deliver 55% more connecting itineraries, which will help to launch new flights in future seasons and further expand our presence in YYC, which is a key driver in economic and employment growth in that city. United States President Donald Trump now says transgender people cannot serve in any capacity in the military. He tweeted that he had consulted with military experts and cited tremendous medical costs and disruption. The Obama administration decided last year to allow transgender people to serve openly in the military, but in June, Defense Secretary James Mattis agreed to a six-month delay in the recruitment of transgender people. That's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of our headlines. Electoral Commission member tells authorities fix Dominica's electoral laws before the next election is held. WestJet has announced new non-stop weekly service between Calgary and Belize effective November 3, 2017. And U.S. President Donald Trump says transgender people cannot serve in any capacity in the military. The news was brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, you can send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to the number 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I am Richie Farrell.